Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Getaway Friday, last Friday in the month of September, September 25th, 2020, 9:25:20, 17 minutes past the hour. We are live as live can get here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. And once again, I'm joined by a guest co-host for the duration tonight. And I should mention there's a big football game going on tonight. Harding versus River Valley at River Valley. Now, we think we know how that game's going to go, but who knows? Harding could pull it off. Now, if you have an update, give it to us because we don't know anything. We didn't get any updates tonight. Send me a message. What's going on at the game? 740-383-9944 or jump on Facebook and give me the score. Where are we now? We should probably be at halftime at the River Valley Harding game, and I'm guessing... See, I'll say that River Valley's skunking them after last week with the win over Pleasant, but it might not be that way. In any event, my guest co-host tonight, and this is really fun for me because this is the person who they said would never come on radio, and now we're in week number two of this. But I always knew they would come on radio because radio is in their gene pool, without question. The daughter of Charlie Evers, Angie Evers.
Hello, Scott.
You know what's terrible? I about said your sister's name.
Oh.
I did. Because in my brain, because I don't write anything down, I was thinking to myself, because her name is close to yours, Amy and Angie.
Right.
And I was thinking, she's been on. And she crossed my mind, so I about said her name. And I thought, boy, that'll be really bad.
That's okay. People have always called me Amy.
Really? Why is that?
Probably because our names are really close.
They are. And I think sometimes if you don't know you two, you get confused. But I know you two, and you are completely different.
Right.
Right.
But and sometimes people even call me Amy that don't even know I have a sister named Amy.
Really? Oh, so maybe it had nothing to do with her that I was going to call you Amy there. Maybe it's just close to your name.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could be. So how are you warming up to this guest co-host? It could just be a co-host before you know it.
Could be.
Well, because it's in your blood.
Right. I'm doing a little better.
You're doing a little bit. Well, you're doing fine. I think you're doing fine. I didn't ask you this week, but this is it. What would your dad think of this?
He would probably enjoy it.
I think he would.
He definitely would.
He would. We were listening to him before we went on the air tonight, one of the best of shows. And now, when you were growing up, did you inherit any of that extemporaneous speaking ability that he had?
Well, not really.
When we're talking, though, you're fine.
Yes. Well, I mean, I can talk to, like, one-on-one people just fine. I'm a little shy in big groups. I don't really talk.
Well, don't worry. This is not a big group.
Right.
This is just me and you at this particular point. But here we are on a Friday night. Now, was there anything you wanted to talk about tonight? Because I realized last week I never opened it up to you.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I don't have anything in mind.
Well, we decorated the studio earlier today for Halloween. Now, you're the first person really to see it since we did that. Now, what grade would you give the decorated studio for Halloween?
I would give it a probably a 8.
on a scale of
10.
Really?
Yeah.
An 8.
Pretty good.
We did that good.
Yeah.
For a boy, this is good?
Yeah.
Me and the person who helped me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm happy about this.
Right.
Now I just got to do the house.
And are you going to decorate it yourself?
Well, I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't really like doing it.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No.
That's not a guy thing to be doing.
Right.
I mean, I would do it if it wasn't a guy thing to be doing. It just doesn't interest me on the whole.
I don't really decorate my house.
You don't have decorations like skeletons and pumpkins that light up and...
Nope.
Frankensteins and witches like we have here?
Nope.
Does this make you happy?
It makes me feel like Halloween is around the corner.
It is. Are you excited that we're going to have Halloween?
Yeah, for the kids. They are going to have it?
I think so.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah, the mail is on this week. He told us, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be Saturday, October 31st.
Well, that's good. The kids will be excited.
You know, I don't really pass out the candy.
Oh, I have a big Tupperware bowl. Like, it's a 59-cup bowl of candy that I'll fill up and pass out.
Now, what kind of candy do you give out?
I just buy a variety of everything, really.
Like candy bars, bite size.
Yeah.
You don't give those Smarties, do you?
I love Smarties.
Oh, no.
Well, so I always buy a big bag of Smarties.
What are the
and Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls are okay, but what are the things that are in the little circular...
Sweet Tarts?
Yeah, I hate those.
Yeah, I don't think I usually eat those.
But I'm not a big candy bar person. I've got about 75 Butterfingers in my house. 75, but I got a Butterfinger bouquet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, it'll just have to be a thing.
How long do candy bars last?
I would say not that long.
You don't think? What's in a candy bar that would spoil?
Chocolate.
Chocolate
Isn't
spoils?
Isn't there milk in chocolate?
Oh, no, I don't think that's milk chocolate.
No, I don't know.
I wouldn't say.
I'd have to look at the ingredients. I don't know.
Now, you told me earlier you like to eat spoiled milk.
Oh, no.
No, because we were having a conversation, and I won't say the name of the establishment, but you said that you like to eat their stuff, but you feel their ice cream tastes like spoiled milk.
No, I said I don't like to eat their ice cream.
But I said I wanted to go there and get an ice cream, and you said, oh, that sounds good. And then you laid on me that the ice cream tastes like spoiled milk to you. So I thought, what a weird taste that is.
Well, I said it might be okay if you had, like, cookies mushed in with the ice cream. It might be okay and cover up the rotten milk taste. But
I've always found that if I have anything spoiled in my refrigerator, if I just put crumbled cookies on it, it tastes fine. If I have some bad hamburger, I just put some Chips Ahoy on there and go at it.
That might work.
Why not? Now, here's an interesting thing. I wonder if our pizza man's out there listening tonight, who drives around. Now, he cannot call in because he's at work, but he listens while he's out making deliveries. So, I don't want to say your name. I know your name, but send me a message if you're out there, pizza man. And who was the other regular last week? Kevin, who works at Whirlpool, third shift. Well, Kevin and Pizza Man, if you're out there, send me a message. Let me know that you're listening. And if anybody knows the score of the game between River Valley and Harding right now, let me know. I believe we will be getting the call before the show's out tonight, if the game's over by that point. This could be bad. This might mean it's a close game that we're not hearing the score.
Yeah, I know it's homecoming. I'm pretty sure it's homecoming for River Valley.
And they've all got masks on. We've taken the looks part out of this.
Yeah.
That's good, though. I think it should have been that way years ago.
With the masks?
Yeah, I think it shouldn't be based on looks.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think? But it is. Yeah. It is. And I don't think that's right.
Right.
You know, my cousin, first cousin, was the homecoming queen at Harding. I don't know what year that was. But I was there. Not at the game, but when they announced it. Because nobody thought she would win. But she was on the court, so we all went over to the ceremony. And when they announced her name, I think we all about fell over.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fun. I remember that moment.
I was never on the homecoming court or anything like that.
Well, see, how many cousins do I have? A few, but only two are female. All the rest are male. So I figured that was pretty good odds.
Yeah.
And to win it at Harding, I thought was pretty good. Yeah, because that's a big school.
Oh, yeah.
So we were all proud. And then I sent a wedding invitation, and
that was
never heard from him again.
End of that.
No, see, that was the other female cousin. Those are the two. I have the homecoming queen one, and then I have the one who hates me because I sent a wedding invitation, that was right at the end of last week's show. Now, I'm going to recap this very quickly, just so the audience knows what I'm talking about. I was invited to a wedding. I sent a card. I didn't attend the wedding. And I wrote in the card, sorry, I can't make it to this wedding. I'll try to make it to the next wedding. They got all bent out of shape. 20 years later, they still hate me. Am I in the wrong? Because we never really got to talk about that. Now you've had a week to think about it.
Oh, boy. I would say no, if you were talking about somebody else's wedding, maybe. The next family member's wedding. Is that what you were talking about?
I don't think so. But I wasn't dooming their wedding to failure. What I was trying to say was, it was more a joke about me. That I'm not there, so I'll try to make it to the next one. That's what I meant. There was no malicious intent. You've been married.
Right.
So let's say you get that wedding that wedding card, and you open that up at your reception. What do you say?
I would probably just think it was a little weird.
Well, weird?
Yeah.
Well, what if it came from me, like somebody you would know?
I would probably maybe laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
They did not. And I did not realize till this past week, people thought that was a phony story. They thought I made that story up. No, yep. That is a... I can cite you the names of the people at that wedding. That's a real... That's a true story.
Yep.
Hard to believe. But yeah. I would do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I just don't believe in marriage. It gives me the creeps. Maybe that was what it was. Maybe it was my indifference to marriage coming out.
Well, marriage definitely isn't for everybody.
Certainly is not for me. Yeah. I mean, I get the hives.
Yeah.
When I... Yeah. Ooh. Even thinking about it gives me the hives. Like, I can project in my brain. Like, I can tell a girl. I can say, oh, wouldn't it be great to be married to you? But if there was any seriousness in that at all, I mean, honest to goodness, I would have some kind of heart condition. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, did you get the score?
No, I didn't. What's the score out there?
34-0, River Valley.
Oh, man. Where are we in the game?
Got 9 minutes into the third quarter.
Oh, so we're already into the third.
Yeah.
So they pretty well put a hurting on Harding over there.
Rogers got a 65-yard return run, and he just made another touchdown.
Really? So that, you know, that's Abby's son who's been on here.
Yeah, that's what I was listening. So I flip back and forth like I do, but I got to listen to you more.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Hey, thank you for calling.
Yeah, have a good night, you guys.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, Abby's son, Rogers, is out there scoring them again. Good for him.
Do you remember his name?
Luke. I do remember it this week. So Harding, as I said, is getting beat badly. That's not good for the old Harding kids. But
good for River Valley.
Good for River Valley. All right, here's the phones lighting up again. Let's see what we got coming down the alley. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the River Valley score?
You know, give it to... What's the score right now?
It's 34-0.
34-0.
River Valley's favorite, and there's about 9 minutes, so we're left in the third quarter.
9 minutes left in the third quarter. So at this point, you've turned over to us because it looks bad for that game right now.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. They're piling in now. Well, it's bad. 34-0. Now, can I bring this up on the air?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know if I should do this or not, because I don't know if this person's listening. Well, I'm gonna. This is not bad. Okay, your sister said she was not going to listen because of this game. Well, clearly this game is not worth watching at this point.
Right.
So she knows me, she knows you.
Right.
And she's still watching this blowout?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard from her.
I mean, what is this?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Right. I'll have some words with her.
I feel offended now.
Right. Yeah.
Tell her I'm offended that she would be watching. Was she watching or listening to it?
Watching. Like, live streaming.
Maybe this is the score again. I hope. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I got some food for you down here.
Oh, is this our pizza man?
Yep.
Well, I tell you what. I will send somebody down.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Well, there's two of us. Now, how do you want to handle this at this point?
I'll go get it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I can go to a spot here or something. Why don't I do that? Okay. I tell you what. Here's what we're going to do, because apparently that just showed up. We're going to take a slight break, but we're going to come back with much more right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on a Friday Night Live, September 25th, 2020, 34 minutes past the hour. Now, I'm on the air here with Angie Evers, Charlie's daughter, youngest daughter, and we just had an interesting happening here a few minutes ago. We apparently have a delivery downstairs. So, Angie, now see, I feel awful. Because it's just her and I, and the doors are locked, so I had to send her down to get the pizza because she doesn't know how to work the board. I'm going to have to teach her how to work the board tonight so I can, you know, she can take over this show. But she's down there getting this delivery, which I'm interested to see what it is. This is exciting. See, this is live radio. You aren't going to get this over at that football game. But I'm excited for Luke, Abby's son. You know, maybe I can get a hold of her, and maybe we can hear something from them in hour number two tonight, because apparently he's doing well again. River Valley right now over Harding, 34-0. River Valley over Harding, 34-0. If the score changes, let me know, because we're well. Oh, good. I think Angie's back. Thank goodness. Here she comes. What does she have? Oh, look at this. Wow. That's a big pizza. What's it? What's this? Is that Pop? It is Pop. Look at this guy. Well, I'm going to wait for him to get back in his car so I can thank him.
Yeah, that was very
Isn't that very nice?
Very
Let me turn
nice.
Your mic on.
Oh, very nice.
Was he a nice gentleman?
Yes, he was good. Very nice.
Ooh, this looks good.
Ooh, yeah.
We need to get a picture of this before we tear into it so we can thank him for this on Facebook. Because we're in the social media world now.
Yeah.
This is good because you like pizza, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like this place?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Hang around with me and you'll be in the big time. You seem off kilter right now. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have something to tell me in the break or something?
No.
I can go to break right now if you need me to... Okay.
No.
I was saying I felt bad that I had to send you down.
Oh, no. I'm perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm probably out of breath. I'm out of shape.
No, you're fine. So, in any event, it's 34-0 over at River Valley right now, so that game's over. I feel bad. But Abby's son, apparently, is doing something. Luke Rogers. I'm going to send her a message at the break.
Yeah.
And see if I can get her on. Maybe him.
Yeah. That's great. He's pretty good.
I don't know anything about him. I met him one time.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a very talkative kid, but I liked him.
Right. Probably most kids probably aren't real talkative.
I like all her kids, and I like all Michelle's kids.
Mm-hmm.
But they have so many kids, I don't remember their names. Now, I'm going to try to do this again. Okay. Now, it's Abby has Luke and Owen, and I can't remember the youngest. Oh, it's like Carson or something like that. But Michelle has Dawson, Dylan, and Kelsey.
Okay.
I think that's right. They'll let me know if I'm wrong.
Right.
I'm sure. But who knew he was such a good football player?
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
You know, being his mom, she never said anything about it. She never has bragged on him to me or anything like that.
I don't know.
Do you know anything about him?
No.
Oh, we were talking about your sister. That's what we were talking about. Yeah, because she's...
Have you heard anything from her?
No. Well, I haven't looked. Have you heard anything?
No.
Well, she's watching this game, which apparently, in my opinion, worth watching.
Right.
She knows both of us, and she's not paying attention to us at all. So what's that all about?
Yeah, I wonder if my mom's listening.
Oh, I wonder if your mom is listening. Jeannie, are you out there? Well, I got to thank
her. I sent her a message.
I got to thank the pizza man.
Yeah, that was very nice.
I got a friend request from somebody who I'm not even sure who it is. That's a weird friend request. Okay, whatever. In any event, we got something to eat on the break. I bet he's back in his car now.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, our friend, Pizza Man. I don't want to say the name of the company or... I wonder if he had to pay for this.
Probably.
He must really enjoy the show.
Yeah, that's very, very nice.
Isn't that... Because this is a big... I don't know how big this pizza is. What would you say?
I would say that's probably a 18-inch.
18-inch?
Is it 18, maybe?
Could be. It's a big... I bet it's a large.
Yeah. Or a extra large.
16.
16?
Good.
Yeah.
Pepperoni and cheese. The only way to do it. And then he brought sodas.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yep. Because you can't have pizza without pop.
No, you got to have soda with pop. And so I appreciate this man so much. And he was nice down there tonight, right?
Yes, very nice.
We're rolling right through tonight. Almost 39 minutes past the hour here. But don't you... That whole thing about your sister, though, that just wears thin with me now because, you know, I thought she'd be listening, especially knowing that this is a skunk game over there at River Valley.
Right. She, must be just busy watching it, and maybe she's talking to people because she likes to talk to people.
Now, does she know that there are... Does she know anybody in this game?
Probably. I mean, not like... I would say probably not like close friend, you know what I mean? But, I mean, she probably has friends that have kids playing because Amy has lots of friends.
I try to avoid those situations.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I would say that Abby's a friend and her son's a star player there, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to... I just can't watch the game. It bored me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Football's not my thing. Baseball, now if they were playing baseball, I'd be right there.
Yeah.
But football, no.
No. Have you ever went to go watch OSU play?
Yes.
OSU?
Yes.
I've never been to an OSU game.
I was on the 50-yard line one time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I always thought it would be fun to go.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been a couple times. I've been two times. I've been a few times. But I always have interesting experiences at those games. One time I went... I wonder if I should say... Well, I guess there's nothing wrong with saying it. But Madge, who was an OSU alumni and, mm-hmm. you know, really one of the first people in radio ever here in Marion, she always got season tickets. Oh. But as she got older... As a good alumni, she did that.
Right.
So she had season tickets every year. But she didn't go to the games as she got up into her 90s. So what she would do is she would call me up, because she didn't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
She would call me up, and she would ask me if I wanted to go to the games. But she had 50-yard line seats because she was the class of, like, 1932.
Wow.
31. Class of 1931. Yeah. So I would go, like, I'm on the cheap, I guess. So I would take Madge's tickets and go. But they were good seats.
Hey.
So you couldn't pass that up.
Right.
And she always gave me two, so that was, I could take a person and seem real impressive. And then the other time I went was I was interviewing Gordon Gee because Gordon Gee was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was coming out of a meeting that morning. So I interviewed him in the hallway before I went over and did the game.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. I get around that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I've not done any of that. I've watched the Cleveland Browns play once, sat up in the dog pound. And somebody spilled beer on me.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. And then I went to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And somebody spilled beer on me.
Do you have like a magnet
body
for beer?
I never drank, but then I would always come out smelling like a brewery.
Are they spilling like mass quantities of beer on you?
No, like, the people behind me would just be, like, drunk and then just spill, like, their beer on me. Yeah.
Not like, mass quantities.
No, just a like beer. A cup. Yeah. And then even, like, I went to, a monster truck show down in Columbus one time, and I had beer spilled on me there also.
I'm sending a message to Abby.
Okay.
To be nice. This will just show you how nice I am, audience. Here we go. What I just said, I sent her a message and I said, I'm hearing from callers good things about your kiddo. Congrats. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice.
Are you getting any messages?
My mom is sending me a message.
Oh, I hope mom's listening.
Yeah, I bet she is.
That's good. I got it. Oh, Abby's messaging back. See, when I say something nice about her kid, then she'll message back. But I got to get out to your mom's house. I got something to pick up out there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was there a couple weeks ago, and I said I'd be back to get the stuff, and I haven't been back. Mm-hmm. I got to go back.
Yep. I think she has some stuff for you.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last time I was looking through that stuff, it was kind of, there was a lot going on in the room.
Right.
So I really couldn't look.
Yeah.
But, I'm looking forward to looking through, because there was a lot in that box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Oh, I just got one from Abby. Yes, sir. 3 touchdowns tonight. Great game. 3 for Luke?
Yeah, that's great.
He did 3 touchdowns? Is that what she's saying?
Sounds like it.
All right. Let's see here. Wow, good for her. She needs some happiness in her life. Well, that's the way it goes.
We all do.
Not me.
Oh.
I'm happy. Matter of fact, I ran into a lady this week who said that I had a nice positive attitude.
You do. You always have a positive attitude. And that's good.
Well, you've seen me a couple times. Have you ever seen me down?
No.
I don't get down. I try to tell people that, and I think they think I'm lying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never down. I don't know why.
Well, I wouldn't question it. I mean, I wouldn't worry about it because that, I mean, that's a good thing to be positive and encouraging.
34-0. Game approaching the end. Yeah, we're going to have to get this kid on. Apparently, he's a star player. And it's my understanding that River Valley is the number one team in the city now, as far as I can tell, or the county.
Yeah, I haven't really paid attention. I mean, normally I would go to some of the football games.
Well, and not be here?
Well.
No, hey, whoa. let's try that again. Normally, if you weren't here,
I don't know what I would be doing.
But you like being here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get pizza.
Yeah.
How great is that?
How great is that? And I hope he's still out there listening. Oh, this is good. So we're going to get him on. Luke. He's taking college classes online. Perfect. Perfect. Well, we're going to book him. So this star football man is going to be on here because I got an in.
Yeah. That's good.
I know Mom.
That's exciting.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Are you going to tune in that morning?
If I can.
Say, boy, that's a show, yeah. I got to hear.
Yeah.
Got to hear Scott talking to some kid over at River Valley.
I got to support the River Valley kids.
We are community radio here.
Yep.
I never like that title, community radio. I don't even know what that means. I like to think of us more as educational radio.
Well, yeah.
You'll get an education if you listen to this station.
Yep. Well, you could get an education about the whole community.
But I think I talk about more than the community. Like this week we had Ed Asner on, and Sam Donaldson, and Eleanor Clift, and Kreskin, and Jackie Mason, and the mayor was on.
Right. So, I don't know. You'd have to come up with a different name.
For the station? Do you know what WWGH stands for?
Warren G. Harding.
Oh, that's good. You know that.
Of course.
Now, how'd
you surprised?
Well, I am, because it's my understanding from you that you really didn't pay much attention to this station until recently.
Oh, no. I've always listened. Well, to my dad.
Well, of course, I hope. But no, because you work during the day.
Yeah, I work during the day, so I really can't listen during the day.
You never listened to me. I didn't take it personally because, you know, did I say this last week on the air? You know what's coming, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say this, but I mean, we're better now, but you hated me for 20 years.
I did not hate you for 20
hated
years.
Hated me for 2 decades.
Oh, no.
Did we talk about this last week on the air?
I think so.
Did we? Well, guy, it's worth bringing up again. I recently learned that not only did I know your dad for 15 years, but that you and I worked together.
You knew me longer.
I knew you longer.
You didn't even know it.
No, I did not know it. That we had worked together in the old days, like 20, more than probably 20 years ago now. And you did not like me. That you thought I was arrogant and pompous, and you did not want to talk to me in those days. And then you knew who I was when I started working with your dad, and you never spoke to me in those 15 years. And I guess it lifted.
Yeah. I would never say those things, though.
But you thought them.
No. Never.
I didn't know what it was. I feel bad, though.
Well, you didn't talk to me just as much as I didn't talk to you, so.
Yeah, but I think it was because you were always giving me, like, an evil eye when I would see you.
I don't think so.
I talked to your sister.
But she talks to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's good. Friendly.
Yeah.
I talked to your mom.
But I'm more shy. So, I, like, unless you really come up and talk to me, like, I probably wouldn't talk to you.
But, like, in 20 years, we couldn't have overcome. We couldn't have, like, got a hello.
I'm sure we've had hellos.
Like, you baked cookies for me last Christmas.
Yeah.
But that had to go through, like, intermediaries.
Right.
It wasn't just to me. It was had to go through levels of chains.
See, that's not hatred.
Yeah, but we know the story now, though. I didn't realize the story behind that was that somebody had to tell you to do it.
No. I mean, I like to bake for people.
Right, but you weren't thinking of baking me cookies last Christmas. Somebody said to you, you need to make these for Scott, so you did it, begrudgingly.
No. No.
It was the no-bakes, wasn't it?
I made no-bakes and...
Buckeyes.
No.
No, there was two things in that tin. It was a tin, wasn't it?
They were the,
Weather vanes?
No.
I didn't know you made weather vanes. Did I keep your tin?
Oh, probably.
I probably did.
No. What are they called?
I didn't. I'm sure I did.
Oh, that's fine.
Because you gave them to me in a tin, didn't you?
I probably give them...
Oh, it's a gifted tin.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What are they called? They're peanut butter.
Oh, go ahead. Your dad did it on
the
air.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, he told us what they were.
Nope. Can't say it. They're called something candy.
Well, tell people how you make them. Let's give them the recipe.
It's cornflake candy. That's what it is.
How did he get the impression that that was the name?
The cornflake candy?
He didn't call it cornflake candy. He did not call it cornflake candy.
The recipe came from West Virginia, but that's all I'm going to say.
But he didn't make that name up. Was he told by somebody from West Virginia that that's what it's called?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that bad?
It's not. Well, it's not. It's just, it's a recipe that, you know, if you didn't have a lot of money, you could probably make.
But that's the name, right?
Cornflake candy.
No. So if I'm in West Virginia and I say, give me some cornflake candy, they're going to know what it is?
Probably.
Okay. So how do we make it?
It's just cornflakes, peanut butter, and like, what do you call it? Corn syrup? Or is that what you call it?
I didn't make them.
Yeah. It's just sugar.
That's all it is.
Basically.
Corn syrup, sugar, and corn flakes.
Like peanut butter. I think it's just peanut butter and vanilla. Yeah, that's it. You just mix them together.
Interesting.
I mean, they take like 5 minutes to make.
Really? That quick? You don't have to set them up or anything?
Nope.
I tasted it last year. No, he gave me a bag of it. Yeah, your dad gave me a bag of it. But that was not what was in the tin. The tin had...
I made no-bakes, too.
There were no-bakes. Mm-hmm. But there was another... there was something else in there.
I didn't make Buckeyes last year.
There was something else in that tin.
Maybe...
I remember I had to send it to the lab. Because I knew you hated me for 20 years, and I thought, well, I'm not really sure if I can test these.
Who knows what she would have put in them, huh?
Well, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
I thought there could be trouble.
Right.
Yeah. You know what's nice this week? I don't have to give the Harding score, too, because Harding is playing River Valley. And River Valley is putting a stomping on
what
Harding.
About Pleasant?
And I feel bad. I don't know what's going on at Pleasant. Pleasant's... I don't even... Are they home tonight? Oh, now wait a second. He just scored a fourth touchdown. How about that?
Wow.
How cool. This game, why anybody would be watching it right now, I have no idea.
To watch him score.
Well, I'm so impressed now. This guy, four touchdowns in one game? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's big stuff.
That is.
Did Harding just like get lawn chairs and sit down on the side of the field? I mean, what's going on out there?
I don't know.
Man alive, four touchdowns? I wonder what he plays. Is he he's not the quarterback.
I don't know
what he plays. If your sister paid attention, she could tell us.
Yeah. I don't know if she's paying attention.
This is a fun hour. This hour's going by really fast.
Oh, I may have made puppy chow.
Puppy chow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah.
Yes, puppy chow. Because I know there was two things in there, because I remember the no-bakes went fast.
Yeah.
And then the other things, it was in there. But I had we got so much candy last year. My goodness. We had peanut butter fudge, and we had some kind of pretzel candy, and no bakes. And, oh, man, it was all kinds of stuff. Oh, and macadamia nut Were they macadamia nuts dipped in something? I don't remember, but we got a whole bag of those, Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
It was a very diabetic Christmas.
Bubby shell's my favorite thing.
Now, I've never made that.
It's really easy to make, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
you just melt, like, chocolate chips, and then I put peanut butter and vanilla and butter, and then you pour it over the, Chex Mix, and then stir it, you know, cover all the Chex Mix with the chocolate mix, and then I put it in my big 59-cup Tupperware bowl, and then put the lid on and shake it with powdered sugar.
The Halloween bowl?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a big Tupperware bowl.
Now, have you cleaned the Halloween bowl out by the time Christmas comes around?
Yes. I may have to pour it into a smaller Tupperware bowl. I used to sell Tupperware, so I have lots of Tupperware bowls.
See, I don't think I have any Tupperware at all.
I love Tupperware. Yeah.
You were surprised that I could cook. I remember we had that conversation one time.
Mm-hmm.
Do I not look like a cooker?
No, because, I mean, I guess you think of, like, a guys...
That we don't know how to cook.
Yeah,
We just barbecue.
Maybe.
No, I can do... I do Thanksgiving. I do the turkey.
Yeah, that really surprised me.
Oh, I do. Mm-hmm. And I do the brown serve rolls, and I do the stuffing, and...
Do you eat stuffing?
You know, I'm not a huge fan of stuffing, but I may have, like, a bite of it at Thanksgiving.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now, our Christmas tradition has become shredded chicken sandwiches.
Okay.
Which are good, because it's Christmas Eve.
Are you making them?
I don't make those.
Who makes those?
My mom makes those.
Okay.
Because she does something different. They taste really good. She does, I don't know what she does,
mm-hmm.
but it tastes different. So I do like, you. What do I do on Christmas? Well, I provide the house for this big get-together.
So you have chicken sandwiches for Christmas?
Yeah. Shredded chicken sandwiches. Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Okay.
Yep.
That's when you have your family get-together?
That's when I have the big party. Now,
okay.
I do go to my mom's on Christmas Day.
Okay.
For like 10 minutes. And I say, it's time to go. The holiday is over. Because I'm exhausted by that point. I mean, I've had the Christmas party here. I've had my Christmas party at my house. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I got to get home and take a nap.
Hmm.
Holidays can be very exhausting.
Very. Yeah. This will be a different holiday for us. Without Dad.
That's true. That's always... Now, was he a big holiday guy?
No, not really.
He was here!
You know what? He really, like, this past Christmas, like, I don't know, he must have knew it was going to be his last Christmas because he didn't want Mom to take down the Christmas decorations.
Really?
Yeah, he wanted her to leave them up.
Well, that's interesting.
So she left him up for quite a while. So he really enjoyed this last Christmas.
Did you have a big celebration last Christmas?
Just like normal, I guess. But, I mean, you know, we all got together at their house.
That's nice.
So, mm-hmm.
And he had fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember the year that he, because he came in and would tell me the process as this was going on, that he was making, was it homemade ornaments for trees for the grandkids?
Oh, he did make some stuff.
Yeah, I remember him telling me about this,
mm-hmm.
that he got it, and that was a really happy Christmas for him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he liked doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what that was. Was it ornaments, or was it trains? Was it trains? It was something. I thought he made them for all the grandkids. That was my understanding.
I don't know.
I could
see, I'm not a grandkid, so.
But you were there, weren't you? I'm sure you were.
I know I thought he made stuff and they put it in the tree.
Yeah, it could be.
But I don't remember.
Well, last year we had the big Christmas thing here, which was tons of fun. You remember? With the...
Oh, yeah.
Moonshine and eggnog.
Yeah, he had a good time.
We tied another one on.
Yeah.
We always had a lot of fun at the. Your mom would come to the Christmas party, and we all got together, and we have Domino's pizza and pop at that. Nothing says Christmas like Domino's pizza.
Dad eat it?
You know, your dad was not.
He wasn't a big pizza person.
Not a big pizza person, but he would have a piece that night.
Yeah.
But a lot of people bring candy that night too, and like Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. He was much more into the sweets.
He was a snacker.
What was your mom will know this? If you we talked about this the other day. The candy bars. We used to have the candy bars laying over here. He had a what were they? It wasn't Twix. It was but he would eat them. We'd leave a bag of them over here, like the mini size. And he would go through those things. He would come into the studio and he would start eating. They had caramel. Oh, it's a name brand candy bar. I just can't think of what it is.
I would have no idea.
Yeah, because my show would be on after his, and I would find the wrappers laying around from where he just got into those. Gosh, why can't I remember the name of that candy bar? Isn't that funny? Well, I tell you what, I think... our pizza man out there for the pizza. We're going to break, come back, and I would imagine this game will be over by then, but we got a whole nother hour here on WWGH Radio. Who knows? Abby might call in. Jeff Ruth might call in. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Check us out on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Most show archives are available net. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by